NASCAR truck driver escapes injury in airborne crash. Corey Day, who drove a truck originally slated for Kyle Busch in Sunday's NC Education Lottery 200, narrowly escaped injury after an airborne crash on Charlotte Motor Speedway's backstretch. The accident occurred when Day's truck collided with Giovanni Ruggiero's truck midway through the event. As a result of the impact, Day's truck became airborne and performed a flat spin to the left, lifting its front off the ground before crashing back down onto its wheels. Despite the severity of the crash, Day emerged from the incident unscathed, although his truck suffered significant damage. The incident was a harrowing reminder of the risks involved in NASCAR truck racing. The fact that Day's truck became airborne and performed a flat spin highlights the unpredictability of these high-speed events. Fortunately, the safety measures in place at Charlotte Motor Speedway helped to minimize the impact of the crash and prevent any serious injuries to Day or other drivers involved. Day was driving Busch's truck on Sunday, which had been originally slated for Kyle Busch in the event. The substitution came after it became known that Busch was hospitalized with a severe illness. However, just over 3 hours later, the Busch family announced that he had passed away due to complications from pneumonia. This tragic news added an extra layer of complexity to Day's already challenging day on the track. The incident also raised questions about the role of spotters in NASCAR truck racing. According to Day, his spotter did not do anything wrong and told him that he was clear. However, the fact that Ruggiero was able to shade down and then come back up again suggests that there may have been a communication breakdown between the two drivers. Despite the severity of the crash, Day was able to walk away from the infield care center without any serious injuries. This is a testament to the safety measures in place at NASCAR tracks like Charlotte Motor Speedway, which are designed to minimize the risk of injury to drivers and other personnel involved in these events. The incident has also sparked an outpouring of support for the Busch family, who have been dealing with the loss of their loved one. The NASCAR community has come together to pay tribute to Kyle Busch's memory and legacy, and to express their condolences to his family and friends. Ruggiero continued in the race after the incident, recording a fifth-place finish in the event won by Lane Riggs. This highlights the importance of perseverance and determination in NASCAR truck racing, where drivers must be able to stay focused and composed even in the face of adversity. The incident serves as a reminder of the risks involved in NASCAR truck racing and the importance of safety measures. The fact that Day was able to escape injury without serious harm is a testament to the effectiveness of these measures, which are designed to protect drivers and other personnel involved in these events. Day's comments after the incident highlighted his frustration at not being able to deliver a good run for the number 7 Spire Motorsports team. This sense of disappointment is understandable given the circumstances, but it also serves as a reminder that even in the face of adversity, drivers must be able to stay focused and composed.